that was my thought. Oh, I'm posting my highest year yet. And I don't know if it's so high that I think it's a crazy feat to double it again. I'm nervous because I don't want people to think that I fell down and stopped growing. How crazy is that? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Matt Corman Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Corman, and today I'm going to talk about an important topic, and that is about why potentially you're not happy. It's the other day, literally yesterday, I realized that I wasn't happy with a certain thing in my life that I should have been ecstatic about. So, super important topic. Sit back, relax. If you're listening to this in the car, on the audio version, what's up? There's a video as well. On the screen too, and this is also on YouTube for people that want to watch it on video. And if you're watching it in the MIH fam, what's going on? Thank you so much for joining. For those who don't know, the MIH fam is a page where I post all these podcasts early, as well as exclusive videos, behind the scenes content. I do a giveaway every single month. I give away 2 pieces of merch to people that are in the MIH fam. It's completely free to join. All you have to do is visit the link in the description of this video. Join the MIH fam today. For those who don't know, the Spotify Wrapped just dropped. I'm sure you saw your friends posting about their songs. I'm sure you got it as a listener. You got your songs too. If you're an artist listening to this, that's a big deal because as an artist, we get the data of people that have listened to our music, all the consumers. Now, we don't get a lot of trophies being an entrepreneur. Like, you know, I have friends that are in the digital marketing space specifically. And, you know, those e-com guys, they can make money like that really quickly, just out of nowhere. And I was talking to my buddies, like, you know, the trophies that I like to get myself is a nice piece of jewelry, like a watch. Like, if I get a Rolex, it means something. So I remember actually that's one of the reasons I got my watch, which I don't even wear anymore. But I got a Rolex, and I got it because I hit a certain milestone in my career. And I was like, cool, that's going to be symbolic of that. And that was 1 million monthly listeners. And that's what the symbol is when I look at that, because as artists, we don't get trophies. So the Spotify Wrapped is kind of like a trophy in a sense where you can look at and speak, hey, I did this year in 2023, I got X amount of streams and this many listeners, blah, blah, blah. So this year was pretty crazy for me. And I wasn't happy with it. And I'll explain in a second. So here we go. Basically, I grew a good amount. So what I have here is I like to compare my 2020 Spotify Wrapped, my 2021, my 2022, and 2023. Check this out. In 2020, I got 7 million streams, 7.1 million streams, 1.1 million listeners. 2021, 8.5 million streams, 1.2 million listeners. So I went up. I went up by 1 million streams, essentially. 2022, 15.3 million streams, 2.1 million listeners. So I went up from 8 million streams the year before to 15 million streams. So I essentially almost, I doubled, which was insane. An insane year for me. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I remember seeing that Wrapped in 2022, and this has been my pinned post on my Instagram for a while. And I was like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to grow. Like, I don't know how it's possible for me to even beat that, right? Like, the year before when I was at 8 million streams, I was like, this is fucking it, man. 15.3 million, I'm like, this is crazy. I don't know, like, what am I going to do? So I remember I made a video. And I said, okay, so for this year in 2023, I posted it too. I was like, I'm going to drop as much music as possible and I'm going to control what I can. Because a lot of times in music, we have moments where we'll catch a huge W and it's out of our control completely why we got it. Some random influencer does a TikTok dance to my song. It goes viral and then it's the biggest song in the world. Literally today and yet in 2 days ago, the Dallas Cowboys used my song, Put Them In They Play, Slowed Down, the slowed down version on their TikToks. The Arizona Cardinals used it and the Dallas Cowboys. Those videos are doing really well right now. Those videos could go viral. Put Them In They Play could be my next biggest song in 2024. I had no control over that. Put them in a place, slowed down version. It's not even available on Spotify or Apple Music or anything. It is now. It should be now, but not even available. It's just available on TikTok only. And interestingly enough, somebody just randomly used it. And now it's trending in the hip hop charts on TikTok. I didn't do anything to make that happen. So point being is we can't control a lot of these things. So I was like, okay, what can I control in 2023 to make sure that I grow? And I said, I'm going to have a consistent output of music like I've never had before. And that's what I did. In 2023, so far, I'm going to release the most amount of music I've ever released in a single year. I have it in my notes here. The year before, in 2022, I released... hold on, let me pull this up here. Yeah, so in 2021, I released 21 songs. In 2022, I released 16. And in 2023, I'm going to be releasing 33. So this is going to be my biggest year of output and also my biggest year on stream. So I'll get to it. So we just got our wrapped. We just got our 2023 wrapped. And 2022, I did 15 million streams. This year, I did 31.1 million streams. 31.1 million streams. 4.5 million listeners. Again, the year before was 15 million streams. 2 million listeners. This year, 31 million streams, 4.5 million listeners. I doubled it again. It went up 100%. The actual number is I went up 104% in streams and I went up 114% in listeners. It says people spent 138 years listening to your music. And I'm a top artist. I'm a top 10 artist for 18,000 people. So that's huge. You know, I got that note and I was like, wow, that's amazing, right? Like I was able to double what I was trying to do. And when it was the end of 2022, I was like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to do it. And let me tell you what happened in 2023 that got me to double 2022. At the end of 2022, around September, October, I had a video go pretty viral on TikTok. And it had one of my songs in it. And 2023, a lot of times artists can go up and then they shoot down immediately after because it's hard to keep momentum. It's hard. I put out as much music as I possibly can. I put out the most music I possibly could. I went out on my first headlining tour. I was consistent with content the whole year. And I didn't have a viral moment though this whole year. Like nothing went viral. Nothing went crazy that moved the number. All that happened was I was consistent with putting out my music and stuck to the goals and controlled what I could. And that alone is what made me have consistency through it all. So right now, if you really look at the numbers, I have 35 million streams in the last 12 months on my Spotify. On my YouTube, here's something people don't talk about. My YouTube music, I grew, where is it? Because I grew on YouTube as well, 257%. So I have 36 million views on my YouTube channel in the last year. My YouTube music's bigger than my Spotify. Here's the thing. I say all this not to just like stroke my ego and say, oh, I'm great. Because here's what happened. I get that Spotify Wrapped and I should be absolutely ecstatic. This is the biggest deal in my life. This is my job. I doubled my biggest year yet. It didn't make me happy. I looked at the number and was like, all right, cool. Made my little post, chopped it up, whatever. Everyone's saying congrats, good job, blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm like, yeah, like that's good. That's good. And I was just saying, I was to my friend, I was like, yo, this didn't make me as happy as I thought it would. And I think that there's a couple reasons why. One is, and I see a lot of humans do this. We always want so much more And especially if you're watching this from the MIH fam, if you consume Matt Corman content, if you consume Matt Corman music, I know that you're a go-getter. Like, all of my music has a similar message behind it of, like, making shit happen, right? My fan base is called the MIH fam, the Make It Happen fam. So as we go through life, we set these bars for ourselves. And as soon as I thought I saw the 30 million mark on my Spotify Wrapped, I instantly didn't take a second for gratitude. And this is a mistake. I wasn't thinking about, oh, let me take a moment and just think about all these times how I wanted to be this high up and get this many get these numbers. I instantly thought of, how do I double it? How am I going to get 60 million streams next year? That's so many streams. How am I supposed to double this? It's too big. And I've grown so much year over year. I'm getting nervous. I literally thought, when I posted that Spotify for Artists, I was thinking about the fact that, fuck, I don't know if next year is going to be doubled. And then people are going to think that I'm falling off and my career is going to be over and going down. Think about that for a second. That's genuinely, I'm being honest right now. Trying to be honest and vulnerable here. That was my thought. Oh, I'm posting my highest year yet. And I don't know if it's so high that I think it's a crazy feat to double it again. I'm nervous because I don't want people to think that I fell down and stopped growing. How crazy is that? And that's what happens with people. Like, I'm seeing it with myself. It's like, that's why people become unhappy. And especially if you're an entrepreneur. And when I say entrepreneur, that doesn't mean you need to own your own business. Like, I know that's the definition of it, or I'm not sure specific what the definition is. But what I mean is just people out there that are trying to make shit happen. People that are there are go-getters, that are trying to achieve more things in life. You're on a fitness journey. You're trying to get promoted in your job. You're just not complacent in life. You're in control of your own destiny. That's what I define as an entrepreneur. And I'm running into that problem right now where I'm like, shit, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat it. And it made me unhappy in a moment where I should have been getting happiness. Crazy. And what happens is that we reach this level, like a goal of mine in life. I call it the bar theory. You reach this level where it's like, a goal of mine is to be a professional musician and live completely off of my music streams. That was my goal. I completed that goal. Boom, dope. Another goal of mine, I want 1 million monthly listeners. As soon as I got 1 million monthly listeners, I remember I had Ollie Joseph on the podcast last time. And he was like, he said this to me too. He's like, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think it was something along the lines of like, it just felt the same. It didn't feel that different. It like looks different and you're like, dude, oh, cool. I got 1 million monthly listeners, but it feels the same. You feel the same. Because then you're like, damn, I don't want to fall off of 1 million monthly listeners. I don't want to be the guy who like has 800,000 now. And now he's not as dope as he once was. And then it's like, damn, it's going to be even harder to get to 2 mil. So it's a never ending battle. And like, see my rap this year, it made me realize like, hey, I'm setting the bar for 30 mil now. Now it's set for 30 mil. And I'm already worried about my mental health because I'm thinking of how am I going to get to that and all the stress I'm going to put on myself if I don't achieve a number that is surpassing 30 million streams when I should just be happy that I was able to put out enough music and have 30 million, it be listened to 30 million times on one specific platform. YouTube's even more, it's 60 million. And I should just be happy with that. No one was even streaming my music a couple years ago. So what? But that's what happens in life. We get comfortable with where a situation is and how good a situation is. And then it's hard to get past it and find enjoyment. And it's just something I'm noticing. You know, I have friends that are professional athletes and I talk to them all the time. Like, yo, what's it like to play in the NHL? That's insane. You're playing in a stadium. I have a friend that's in the NFL. What's it like? That's insane, dude. And my friend, he's a couple years into the NFL now. And it's like, it's just the same. Isn't that crazy? You'd think it's like, but nothing's, all good things come to end, and that includes the excitement of a pursuit. And so in knowing all of this, maybe you have something that you're pursuing in life that you are not finding happiness in because you're chasing a certain result. Well, let me tell you firsthand, as soon as you get that result, you are going to take the result and the goal, and you're going to check it off your list, and you're going to make a higher one. I guarantee it. Because if you're able to achieve great things, that's exactly what you're doing. That's exactly what you're going to do. You're not going to stay complacent. If you set a goal for yourself, hey, my goal in life is to have my company reach $1 million in revenue this year, and I want to hire 5 employees, and that's my goal. My goal is to get an office. Whatever it is, you're just going to be like, okay, cool, I want to open up a second office. As soon as you get a real estate property, oh, cool, I got this real estate property, I'm renting it out on Airbnb. Oh, I got these people living in it. Cool, let me start saving up so I can get the second property. And it never fucking ends. Unless you nip it in the bud early, one. Two, I don't think there's anything wrong with climbing ladders and being persistent and consistent with your goals and chasing after more things. I think that's important. That's how you advance in life. But the happiness category falls in line with saying, hey, I'm not chasing results anymore. I am just going to chase the journey in the present. And it's cliche to say, and everybody knows it, but it's the truth. I am the happiest when I sit back and go, oh, I made a song today. It's okay. I liked it. I liked it enough to put it out. I'm satisfied with that. Versus, I need to make a hit song so that I can get millions of streams, so that I can make X amount of dollars, so that I can buy that apartment complex, so that in 10 years that I can be have this amount in this bank account, and then I want to go on this tour so I can do X. Just chill out and enjoy the journey, Matt. You don't gotta fucking be all the time, you know? And that's something I run into a lot. So maybe you're dealing with that too. And that may be a reason why you're not happy in a lot of ways. Maybe you are happy, but if you're not, maybe you're dealing with that. Just try to sit back and enjoy where you're at, because you're probably there for a reason. If you're in your job right now, a lot of people, when you're in like a situation where you're working for somebody else and you're trying to climb through the ranks, it's like, oh man, I'm just like an MT. I'm an employee right now. It's like, I can't wait to be an assistant manager. Oh, then I can't wait to be a branch manager. Oh, then I can't wait to be an area manager. Then I'm gonna be a regional rental manager or a regional manager, whatever the hell it is. Oh, then I wanna be a boss. Then I wanna own my own. Oh, I'm just busting tables right now. I can't wait to wait tables. Then you wait tables. Then you wait tables. You wanna be a bartender. Then you're bartender. Then you wanna own fucking, it never ends. It's just never gonna end. It doesn't end. So just try to enjoy where you're at now. And that's me talking to myself. If, for those that have been listening for a while, you know that I use this as therapy. This is where I vent and get it all out. So it's just something I realized, and I'm going to do my best to be happy and satisfied with where I'm at and be proud of the fact that I got that amount of streams, and be proud of the fact that, hey, that's a hard feat to accomplish, and I'm not going to instantly worry about next year, because that's what I did. And that was not right of me, and that was not good of me, because it just produced negative thoughts and reactions. So there was no need for me to think like that, even though I did. And maybe you're dealing with that too. The bar keeps moving every single day. Every time you hit a new goal, a new result, the bar is going to keep moving forward, and you're going to set it higher and higher and higher until one day, inevitably, you're not going to reach that bar. And eventually, you need to be okay with that. In knowing that, my goal for next year, I'll fuck around, but my goal for next year, obviously I'm going to fucking go hard and try to beat that thing, and I'm going to beat it. I'm going to beat that goal because it's all I've done, and I'm going to go even harder, and I'm going to release even more songs. I'm going to release even more content. I'm going to go on even more tours. I'm going to do even more shows. I'm going to work my ass off to keep going up and up and up and up, because that's all part of the overarching goal, which is help as many people as possible, put out as much great quality music that will last forever as possible, encourage people to reach their goals and keep pushing and make things happen in their life, and then have a really dope community. And that's my goals, and also to be happy and be good to people. And that's my goals for 2024. And I used to write down like, oh, I want 100 million streams, or I want like X amount of followers. But then I realized, as I said, you can't control that. So I'm going to control what I can. I'm going to put out as many songs as I possibly can that are good in quality, and I'm gonna just try my best. I'm gonna put out as much content in here as possible and make the MIH fam a really big deal. For the next year, I'm gonna be honest with you, this podcast is gonna slowly shift to just being available in the MIH fam. And then I'm also gonna slowly shift the music into the MIH fam. Everything's gonna switch in there, the merch, pretty much a lot of things. I mean, we're announcing a bunch of tours. I'm going to put discounted tickets in the MIH. I'm going to start moving because I want to, because these social media platforms make it hard for us to communicate with people. I have 30,000 followers. I mean, I've, 30,000, 31,000 followers, 31,000 followers, whatever. I post something, it doesn't go to everybody. So there I can communicate. I have people's emails. I can send you all an email. We can talk. We can discuss. There's a place where we can text each other and there's a chat room. So yeah. Anyways, I hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much. If you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. Drop a comment to let me know you made it this far and let me know what your thoughts are on this, because I think it's important we all talk about that. I know I'm not, I can't be the only one who's dealing with this. Thanks for listening to the music as well. You really made my dreams come true. And if you haven't joined the MIH fam yet, click the link in the bio and join today. It's completely free and the benefits are absolutely endless. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. It's your boy, Matt Corman. Keep enjoying life. Keep doing your thing. Keep making dreams happen. Peace.